With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. The United States government recognizing now Venezuelan opposition candidate Edmundo Gonzalez as the president-elect of the South African nation. That comes several months after President Nicolas Maduro claimed he had won the July election. Donald Trump continues to announce personnel for his incoming administration.
The president-elect said he is nominating longtime TV talk show host Dr. Mehmet Oz to lead the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. In a statement, Trump said Oz will cut waste and fraud within the country's most expensive government agency. He also has chosen his transition co-chair, Howard Lutnick, to be Commerce Secretary. Lutnick, who was said to be in the running for Treasury Secretary, is a billionaire who heads the brokerage and investment bank Cantor Fitzgerald. Greg Clugston, Washington.
There is controversy in Texas. The State Board of Education has given initial approval to a Bible curriculum that would be optional for public schools to adopt for lessons from kindergarten through the fifth grade. A final vote is coming up Friday. Also at SRNNews.com, Ukraine has fired several American-supplied long-range missiles into Russia. At the Pentagon, Deputy Press Secretary Sabrina Singh says the United States wants to use all of the roughly $7 billion that Congress has allocated for Ukraine. That before Joe Biden leaves office in 2 months.
We are committed to using that full authority that Congress has allotted to us. The only way we can do that also is to make sure that our shelves are fully backfilled and stocked. So as our shelves continue to get stocked with equipment and capabilities that are needed, we draw down from those and send those to Ukraine.
This is SRN News. Well, a lot of Americans today are getting their news from social media influencers.
According to a new poll from the Pew Research Center, about 20% of adults turn to such people for news content, and 40% of those under the age of 30 do so. And what the Pew study reveals is that on the major platforms, X, TikTok, Instagram, and the like, the biggest single group of influencers are those promoting the LGBT agenda. Pro-Palestinian influencers come in second. By contrast, there are very few pro-life advocates on the platforms. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
President Trump and Republican Congress are expected to roll back President Biden's efforts to promote transgenderism, Mr. Trump pledging to withhold funding from schools that allow boys to use girls' restrooms as well as the girls' locker rooms. This is SRN News. Well, Canada's top person for U.S.-Canadian relations says she shares U.S. concerns about Mexico serving as a backdoor for China in the North American market. As a review of the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement looms, Deputy Prime Minister Chrystia Freeland says supporters and advisors from Donald Trump have expressed very grave concerns. Walmart says its sales and profits up again in the third quarter.
The low prices proved to be a powerful draw for shoppers seeking to cut spending where they could. The nation's largest retailer raised its outlook for the year as well. Walmart reported net income of $4.58 billion, or 57 cents per share, in the 3 months ending October 31st. That compares with $453 billion, or 6 cents per share, in the year-ago period.
That is Jeremy House reporting. More details at SRNNews.com.